They weren't allowed in the cellar. It was dark and earthy, directly below the kitchen, with a dirt floor. And if you stood still down there, ignoring the sounds from the rooms above, you could feel some kind of movement beneath the ground. Their older brother David had said that it was probably water running below the house. Maggie and Kate had left the door at the top of the stairs open. It threw a rectangle of natural light onto the floor. Kate was holding something. She was standing in the middle of the cellar, her skirt trailing on the ground, getting filthy. There was a narrow slit of light between the ceiling and the far wall. It was bitterly cold.
"What's this?" she said. "Let me see."
Kate came forward, holding something out, dirty and yellow, the length of her forearm. Maggie took it for a moment, felt its weight, and then handed it back.
"It's a human bone."
Kate frowned, turned it over, looked at Maggie, and then back at the bone. Upstairs, Maggie could hear her mother humming softly as she sat sewing in the parlor.
"A what?" Kate said. "I think it's a leg bone."
Some girls might have dropped it then, but Kate held it up to the light and squinted.
"Whose is it?"
A typical Katie question that nobody could possibly know the answer to.